Welcome to Well That Was Weird, the podcast, the show where two metalheads answer the internet's weirdest questions, share stories, and give their opinions on things no one cares about. My name is Isaiah. Hey, Chance, do you think in the movie Machete that Steven Seagal was supposed to die in a really cool way, but then refused and was like, hey, let me do seppuku on myself?
I'm Chance, and I shall henceforth be known as Sir Shirley, the pit boss.
Let's get weird. The New Mexico smoker, the pit boss himself. Sir Chancellor.
Sir Chancellor, the pit boss.
Surely.
I didn't realize it was going to turn into a wrestling intro.
Yeah, you but come I out, you got a fucking apron on, spatula and the clackers. Oh my God, the pit boss is in the ring. Just throwing smoke.
Oh, I'd have to have a signature move, though.
Pinch their nose and lead them around the ring with the tongs. And they're like, doing like the exaggerated, like, ow, ow, ow.
That's a good idea. That would be the submission move.
Yeah.
But then, like, what's the...
Spank them with the spatula and then just fucking elbow drop.
No, it'd have to be like, you know, it'd have to be like the big boot, but like the big New Balance.
You've got one crispy New Balance on. One's got grass stains on it, and one's crispy. And you just like sweet chin music with the New Balance.
Got your cargo shorts, New Balance, phone clipped to your braided belt. And your t-shirt that just is like a navy blue and it just has like an eagle or some shit on it.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's the high white socks. Take the oversized phone off the belt clip and just do the face mash in the on the turnbuckle.
I feel like one move has to be a leg drop, though. Like,
oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like, I don't know, just some sort of special leg drop.
It's called the couch potato. Throw them in the ropes, flip them, leg drop into like you're changing the channel on the TV, and like you just flop down on the couch.
Oh, I love it. I don't. For some reason, I don't know why we've been super obsessed with like dads the past few episodes.
Yeah.
Like your stereotypical dads. Like we did the Olympics.
Oh yeah, Dad Olympics.
Yeah, we did the Dad Olympics like last time. I don't know, but. I guess we're back again.
Yeah, we're back.
After another short hiatus. If we can ever just be healthy for like a week at a time, like combined.
I don't know. It sucks because like in this period of everyone's lives, it's like if you get sick, you have to be careful. Like,
yep.
You know, like obviously we're vaccinated, but we don't know how we would react to getting COVID. So.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if we can ever just be healthy for a week at a time for both of us, I think we can actually keep this pace up.
Yeah,
make this a semi-regular thing.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a lot of fun stuff to talk about this time. I've got some more discussion questions. I know last episode we went completely off the rails and just bullshitted for like 45 minutes and answered a bunch of ridiculous questions. But we actually do have a few news stories that we can kind of catch you up on, kind of depending on where we're at. But I just figured we would go ahead and kick off with some of these. How about we'll trade off a little bit. We'll do some discussion questions and then do some news.
Yeah.
Kind of go back and forth. But since we were actually just talking about the Dad Olympics and, you know, your Dad Olympics and things like that and wrestling, I came across this kind of discussion question, and I thought it would be pretty hilarious to kind of, I don't know, I guess just kind of see what our answers would be in general. Now, the question is, What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? Now, this is alcohol either for the players or
for the fans.
Or for the fans. I'm okay with either.
Yeah. Well, I think at most sporting events, there's already some amount of alcohol for the fans.
I mean, most, right? I mean, I don't know. I've never been to, like, a professional tennis match, but are people, like,
I don't think
slamming beers at a tennis match?
Probably not. And, like, golf, are you allowed to drink on the golf course? Probably not.
I don't know. I think it would make it way more entertaining.
It definitely would.
Like, I could probably get down on tennis if I had enough beer in me.
I got a couple of Bush Lights on the green. I saw at the grocery store last night, it's that time of year where Bush Light puts out the camo versions of their beer.
Oh, my God. They just leaning hard into it, aren't they?
I support it. I don't even drink Bush Light.
You're just like, you guys, you do you, boo.
Yeah. Come on, Bush. We're going to go out to the green tomorrow and have a couple of Bush Lights. We're going to do nine hoes. We're going to do nine hoes at the country club and have a couple of Bush Lights.
That's surprisingly accurate. Yeah. Even the accent.
My golf cart will do 65 on the blacktop. That line is from a TikTok that I recently saw. It's just a random dude. He looks at the camera and he goes, "My neighbor's four wheeler will do 65 on the blacktop." This is the funniest shit I've ever seen.
So dumb.
So I think adding beer to like badminton or like ping pong would be fucking hilarious, especially like those Olympic ones.
Yeah,
with like the Asian teams, how they're just like,
they're standing like 15 feet away from the table.
But imagine if they had to also have a beer in their hand.
Oh, that would be great.
If you hit it in the guy's cup,
you win like everything.
Yeah, you gotta chug it.
That's amazing. That's such an amazing idea. I love it. Make
beer pong an Olympic sport.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then if you want to up the ante, change it to whiskey. Whoever wins and doesn't have a felony by the end of the night.
Whoever hasn't tried to fight somebody in the stands. Yeah.
If you don't have a domestic violence charge at the end of the night.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of sports that could be livened up.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the addition of a little alcohol. And I specifically thought of curling because every time you watch,
I don't even know what the point of curling is.
I think it's to get it closest to the center.
Okay.
Of the little
sweep, right?
Well, they sweeped.
Do you think a lot of those dudes are janitors? And that's not a joke against janitors. I'm just wondering.
I can't imagine being like, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" And they're like, "Oh, I'm in software engineering." And then like somebody's like, "Oh, what do you do, Jim?" And he's like, "I'm the sweeper guy for a curling team." Yeah. They're like, "So you run really quickly and go."
You ever think outside of a small town auto repair shop, there's a dude pushing all the dust and shit, and some guys driving by. And he's like, "Scoot!" Like, pulls it in, and he's like, "My God, Jim, we found him. Look at that form." And some dude's just, like, scratching his ass and, like, pushing dirt. "How would you like to be on a professional curling team?" "I never gave no thought to that, but it sounds pretty fun."
I don't know. I think if you had the players, like, slightly drunk while they're playing curling.
Yeah.
But then you also had...
they have to slide on their knee, right?
Yeah, they have to, like, slide on their knee and, like, let it go. And then you get the two guys trying to sweep really quick.
They're just like... just throwing up on in front of it, like, just mushing puke and ice everywhere.
And I just figure if you had, like, the fans involved, too, it would make it hilarious because then, you know... Once you add alcohol to the mix, everything suddenly becomes really amazing because I feel like curling in general isn't that exciting.
It's not.
Is it?
From the little I know about curling, I've been like, oh, this curling.
But the announcers try to hype it a lot. Dude. If you ever watch it, they're like, oh, this is really close. And I just feel like if everybody was just slightly drunk, they'd be like, he got it close to the thing.
Holy shit.
Do you think announcers for curling tried and failed in another sport?
Most likely, yes.
Like, I can't imagine there's a big...
They're like, you made golf boring. Like, yeah, even more boring. You're going to curling.
Yeah, sorry, Ted, you're going to curling. He's like, please, I'll do anything. Like, nope. Your voice is just good enough to still be on TV.
I really feel like, you know, that just made me think of kind of quiet, boring sports to watch on TV. Do you remember when ESPN, was it like ESPN2, used to show like pool tournaments?
Oh, like billiards?
Yeah, like billiards.
It's always like British people.
Yeah, and I was just thinking like, snooker. It would be hilarious to have billiard tournaments, but be like the kind of shit that you see in bars where there's like a hustler dude.
God.
And they just let like anybody come in.
It's not the vest and bow tie billiards that you see on ESPN. It's like denim jacket, smoky Tennessee bar room. All right, next up we've got Maynard Jesse. He's got to move his cowboy hat out of his eyes to make sure he can get that 7 past the 5. And is he going to do it?
And he's just got a fucking hand-rolled cigarette hanging out of his mouth the whole time.
The other guy, instead of chalking, has his cue between his legs, and he's like licking a rolling paper.
He's got that little thing that they use to like charge load cigarettes.
Yeah. A can crusher.
Oh my god.
East Tennessee Billiards brought to you by Busch Light.
That would be real so much tree. More entertaining.
Oh my god. They're just wearing like camo, like the jersey style like the sponsor shirts for the teams that aren't really teams, but they're like, they have the jersey style shirts that have the sponsors all over it, but they're camo and it's just like Realtree Fox, like the motocross on the arm.
Ariat.
Yeah. New Balance.
Salt Life.
Yeah. Bang Energy with the big bullseye on the back.
Oh God. So, kind of moving on to, I guess, more ridiculous Southern shit, since we're talking about that. I'm kind of going to go in and check in on Florida. We haven't talked about Florida for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've hit up Florida, and they've been going through a lot lately.
They've been going through a lot. I mean, not to mention all the bad shit that's constantly happening in Florida.
Yeah.
But then there's just... There's literally too much that goes on in Florida for me to actually, like, we would have to dedicate the store, this whole show, to doing Florida stories.
Chance, can you believe I know people that are making conscious decisions to move to Florida?
Like, right now? Mm-hmm. Actively?
Mm-hmm.
Are you friends with them?
Not really.
Okay.
I just know them.
I was going to say, you can't know them. Be
We're
anymore.
Not close. We're not close. My tattoo artist moved to Florida, and I'm upset about it.
Well, yeah. But then again, if he was willing to move to Florida,
I know,
what does
it's
that say about him as a person?
He's a Disney dad.
Hmm?
You know what I'm talking about. People that love Disney.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like...
I get it.
Okay, fair. Okay. Well, it gets a little weird.
It's the happiest place on earth, Chance.
It gets a little weird if you're, like, super into, like, a lot of Disney stuff, but it gets weirder the older you are, especially as a man. Like, I've seen, like, little old ladies who, like, super obsessed with, like, Mickey Mouse and stuff, and they have, like, all this memorabilia, but I think it gets super weird if you're, like, a dude in his, like, 50s and 60s, and you're, like, super into, like, children's cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, specifically stuff that little bitty children are into.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it gets a little... Your toe in the line of being a little weird.
Like a person that's obsessed with Paw Patrol?
Yeah. Yeah, your toe in the line. right there.
Yeah. There's that's a whole nother discussion because there's some issues with that that can come out.
Oh yeah,
like that. There was a dude that shot up his work a few years ago with a shotgun, and he in his goodbye video, was like, "There is one goddess that I praise," and it was like an animated character.
Yeah. Yeah, he's exactly.
Like, he's like, "Ember is my god."
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay. So Florida, they're having a bit of a hard time right now. But I'm pretty impressed with this story, specifically what happened. But we'll do the headline and then kind of get into it. But a woman actually went and fetched a mop from a drugstore, at Walgreens to be specific, to fend off a masturbating man. That's the guy right there. Geraldo.
Geraldo Rivera?
No, it's not Geraldo. No,
that's Geraldo, my bad.
It's not Geraldo.
Different guy.
Rivera. But, so a woman tried to put an end to a man masturbating outside of a Walgreens by going inside and getting a mop with the intent of beating him with it. Before she could take any action, police had already seen this dude exposing and touching himself in front of the store. So she didn't actually get to whoop his ass with the mop. But I just think it's funny that she had the intention.
Yeah.
She was going into the Walgreens, saw this dude with his wiener out in front of a Walgreens, and was just like, you know what, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to go get a mop.
I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to clean this mess. Duty. She's the toxic Avenger, dude. She got her mop. She's ready to kick some ass.
It says when they came up, they saw a woman standing over him, threatening with a mop and shouting, "You are disgusting."
Jesus.
Yeah. I really love it. She stormed off into the Walgreens and returned with the mop. She told them that the guy had been following her for several blocks while openly masturbating behind her.
That's
weird,
gross.
Fucking guy. Yeah, and then he sat in front of the drugstore when she went in, and then whenever the officers came to arrest him, he kept shouting at them that he loved him, that he loved the officers, and that they were going to be his boyfriends.
Oh, while he was
cranking in front of a Walgreens.
It's always Walgreens too. Can you not pick a different place?
No, CVS is too classy for that.
I guess
apparently.
I guess it's okay that it's a Walgreens. Just because you know to avoid them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Seriously, last time I had to go to a Walgreens, there was some old dude in this, like, super expensive, like, Cadillac, like an $80,000 Cadillac.
Yeah.
Screaming at the lady at the pharmacy that he was going to run out of gas if he had to wait any longer. And I was like,
turn your car off.
I was like, what are you doing, man? He was like, I can't afford to put any more in right now. And I'm like, you're driving like an $80,000 vehicle. If you can't afford to put gas in it, you have fucked up somewhere along the way, man.
Yeah.
Like,
park. Go in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Turn it off.
yeah, park. Go in.
If you're at the window, you can still turn it off.
yeah.
Dummy.
Oh, God. okay, so. One of the next kind of discussion questions I wanted to move on to here was this came up, and I have an opinion about this, and I've probably mentioned this opinion at some point in the past just because it's something I feel really strongly about.
Yeah.
But it was, what inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence?
Okay.
Inanimate object, yeah. And I will be completely honest, my idea isn't necessarily an object. It's more of a thing that exists in the world that I really just wish didn't.
Okay.
As far as an inanimate object, for me, it's red velvet cake and anything related to it.
What do you have against red velvet cake?
Because it's a fucking lie.
It's true. It doesn't have a flavor, right? It's just red?
No, the flavor, it's a chocolate cake with a literal shit ton of red food coloring added to it. That's it.
Yeah.
So really, if you tell me you like red velvet cake, I'm like, okay, so you like chocolate cake and you like your shit to be red. That's what you're telling me.
Exactly. Yeah.
So quit ordering red velvet cake because it's not even a real thing. It's not even a flavor.
That's true. I've never really thought about that. I mean, I guess it's more for like aesthetic.
I mean,
like, oh, hey, we have a theme, you know, maybe.
I guess.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone that's like, red velvet is my favorite.
I've met a few, and it's a weird fucking thing to say. Because
do they wear those, like, they wear, like, the leather boots up to their knees and, like, white sweaters and love pumpkin spice lattes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. PSL's kick ass, though. I'm not clowning on that. I'm just.
They do pumpkin spice lattes. Yeah, hell yeah. They're fucking delicious. I mean, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
I bought some pumpkin spice coffee creamer this past week.
Yeah. Rachel got some syrup.
Oh, yeah. I've been enjoying it in my cold brew every day. No, it's just red velvet cake. It's just...
the cake is a lie.
It is. It really is. It's an absolute lie, and I wish people would quit pretending that it's anything even slightly real, just because it's just... It's not. It's not. It's a flat-out lie. But... okay, so you had a story that you wanted to get.
Yeah, Virginia get woman.
Your, oh, Virginia?
Virginia
so you,
woman.
So your home
back
state?
Back home, baby.
Okay, all right, so what's happening in your home state? Oh, it's bad. Okay.
Police identify a woman who allegedly left human remains in a Virginia dumpster.
Okay, human remains?
Not a lot of details on this one.
Do we know how many humans?
I do not know yet. It was only updated. This was updated 2 weeks ago, so it's ongoing.
Okay. Kind of concerned.
Chesterfield County, Virginia. The police have identified a woman who allegedly dumped a backpack with suspected human remains in a store dumpster on Monday.
What?
Police did not release the name of the woman and said the investigation is ongoing. The Chesterfield Police Department said officers responded to the 11,000 block of Hull Street Road at about 1:50 p.m. on August 30th. For a report that an unknown woman placed a backpack in a dumpster behind the store several hours earlier.
Oh my God. Okay. And it's just, it was a backpack full of...
Backpack. It doesn't, well, let's see. An employee at the store checked the backpack and saw that there was blood on it before calling the police.
Oh.
Officers said they found what appeared to be human remains inside the backpack. Surveillance video captured images of the woman who left the backpack in the dumpster.
Oh.
She actually went in the store.
Okay.
And it just says anyone with information about this person's identity can contact the number. They believe this woman or someone else may be in need of medical attention related to the incident. Like a backpack full of foreskins or something? Like what's going
in
on?
In need of medical attention?
They're not dead?
I was like, if your body parts are inside are small enough to be inside of a backpack, you need more than medical attention.
Yeah.
You need an exorcism. And you probably need a resurrection as well.
Chief, we got a backpack full of toes back here. My God.
I was actually curious where Chesterfield County was, but it's outside of Richmond. Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah, it's outside of Richmond. And I don't really, I don't know this area of the country, so I was just like, sure, why not?
Yeah. That one was pretty short.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've got one more here for you.
Okay, let's do this.
Use a go. Thanks, Boss Nass. So this is coming from our friends at Newsweek.
Okay.
Article by Thomas Kika.
What?
A man throws his penis out of his car while fleeing police. Says he cut it off to save the world. Let that sink in for a second.
Out the window.
He cut his wiener off to save the world.
Can you imagine?
I wouldn't cut my wiener off to save the world. I'm just telling you that right now.
No, absolutely not. All of you motherfuckers would be dead.
All these people are going to die, so you have to cut your penis off. Cool. Find someone else. Nothing special about me. Get somebody else.
I'm just thinking here. Can you imagine being the cop car driving behind him and having something hit your windshield and being like, Dan, Was that a
badge cam photo? Gonna be we're behind suspect, and then slap against the window, and he's like, "What in God's name is that?" Turns his wipers on, gets stuck, and then it's just flopping, and he's just smearing wiener all over his windshield. You just hear. It'd be even funnier if it was the perfect throw, and then it hit the antenna on his car.
And he had an antenna ornament. Back.
It's just bent back in the wind. Remember when Hardee's, Carl's Jr. used to give out those antenna toppers of the star? Just imagine that, but a wiener.
Well, in our town, we had a wiener schnitzel, and they would give out little wiener toppers.
I want one of those.
You want a wiener schnitzel, wiener topper?
Hell yeah, dude.
Sure, we can find you one, man.
No wiener has a first name. It's very German. While you're looking that up, a Tennessee man had an unorthodox and no doubt painful response to being pursued by police on Wednesday morning. Tyson Gilbert, 39, of Cookeville, Tennessee, reportedly cut off his penis and threw it out the window of his, get this, Honda Accord.
Okay.
What a car to cut your wiener off. It couldn't be anything nice. His Honda Accord while fleeing officers. The chase began when police found him parked partially in the way of traffic on Highway 70 near the town of Dowelltown.
Where is this?
Tennessee.
Oh.
Good deal, baby.
Okay.
speaking to radio station WLJE, Tennessee Highway Patrol Trooper Bobby Johnson said that the man took off when officers initially tried to signal him with their lights. Officers ultimately ended up pursuing Gilbert across two counties from Dowelltown to Lebanon. Somewhere along the way, he managed to cut off his own penis. At one point during the chase, he turned onto a side road, opened the car door, not even the window, he opened the whole door.
Oh my God.
Giving officers a glimpse at his bizarre and frenzied state.
Okay. It's so...
Quote, he was all over the place the whole time, Johnson said. He turned off on Old Liberty Road, came to a stop, opened his door. He was naked, covered in blood. He then shut his door and kept driving.
Okay.
Police eventually slowed him down with spike strips and were then able to box him in, ending the pursuit, but it took a few tries. The Alexandria Police Department deployed spikes, which disabled the front right tire, explained... preliminary THP report sent to Newsweek. Gilbert continued westbound into Wilson County. Once in Wilson County, troopers deployed the spikes within the Watertown city limits. This disabled the left front tire. Yet again, Gilbert refused to stop for law enforcement as he drove at slow speeds. Law enforcement then boxed in the vehicle being driven by Gilbert and forced him to stop. The troopers quickly took Gilbert into custody and requested immediate attention for his alleged self-inflicted wound. Reporting to a request from Newsweek, the THP Public Information Office confirmed many of the details related to the pursuit and condition of Gilbert on Wednesday, including that he suffered from what appeared to be a self-inflicted wound. Due to the preliminary nature of the information and the ongoing investigation, the officers could not immediately confirm the more outlandish aspects of Gilbert's reported injury.
Good Lord.
The chase ultimately involved officials from Cookeville and Nashville THP.
Okay.
Gilbert said that he severed his own penis because he had been instructed to do so by voices coming from the radio. That's Ryan Seacrest, dude.
Voices coming from the radio. Maybe it was
Ozzy Osbourne. Do it.
He was Alex Jones.
I'm telling you right now, Gilbert, pull it. Pull over the side of the road, cut your wiener off. I'm going to take a spoonful of ivermectin. Blah, 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 blah. Turn the frog today. The voices, he explained, told him he needed to do so in order to save the world. He was taken to nearby Vanderbilt Hospital for treatment. What? Even if I was hearing voices, do you, cut your penis off, save the world? Would you think anyone would be like, oh, that doesn't sound very rational?
I see.
He was taken to nearby Vanderbilt Hospital for treatment. An update on his conditions and whereabouts has not been provided.
I
And that's the end of our story.
Found you the antenna toppers. You can get them from eBay.
How much?
$10, man.
The shipping, it's a little pricey. Yeah. Maybe for the this Uncle Sam one. The wiener with the hat on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For $10, I think that's a good deal,
man.
Look
at the face. He's like, oh.
I think that's a good deal for $10.
Yeah.
You get to have a Uncle Sam wiener straddling your antenna, man. I don't even think I have an antenna on my car.
I think mine does, but it's on the top back.
It's a little, like 3-inch. Little peen nub.
Yeah. Just a little stubby. It's a little stubby. My neighbor's four wheeler is 65 on the laptop. It's too good.
It is too good. Okay. Now, your last thing that you...
our discussions.
Yes. Your discussion that you're bringing to the table.
So here. I wanted to play a little game.
Okay.
So as people of our age, in our age range, I'm sure we've all grown up hearing about funny
like
sexual acts and positions that have names. Okay. Such as the Texas Chili Bowl.
Or a Hot Carl.
A Hot Carl. The Alaskan Pipeline. I figured maybe it'd be fun for us to make up our own. Take a random place, state, city, county, and then another word, and we'll see if we can come up with anything.
Okay.
I've not thought of anything ahead of time.
No.
So this might be super dull on the spot, but...
Okay. Well, let me just say, first off...
Yeah.
Now that you're bringing this up and things are swirling around in my head here, there's already a lot of existing food dishes
mm-hmm.
that I feel like could just be converted into the name of a sex act.
Yeah.
And I have one in mind in particular.
Please.
And it is a real food dish, okay? Like, this is 100% real.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. It is literally called a hot brown.
I know what you're talking about.
And it's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Like, into Louisville?
Yeah. It's called a hot brown.
Yeah, dude.
And I just, every time I hear it, I'm like.
Hot brown.
I'm like, okay, that's not fucking, no.
So what would you call it? The Louisville hot brown?
Yeah.
Or should we get.
Just the hot brown. But I don't
should
even.
We try to figure out what it means?
I don't even know if I want to go there.
You leave it to people.
Yeah.
I was thinking like the St. Louis handy, and you don't, you know, who knows what that is? What makes it different in St. Louis? Go there and find out and ask them.
Go there and find out.
Let's see. We got the St. Louis handy. We've got the Louisville hot brown.
Let's see. There's something from my home state, New Mexico.
Oh, man. What's, where are you from? You're Clovis, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Clovis chili roast.
Oh. The Clovis hot potato. People are like, that sounds good. And you're like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That actually just, this conversation reminds me of one time playing in a band, and we had a friend with us that just kind of hung around with the band. You know, everybody has those.
You got your buds.
That just kind of hang around. We were practicing kind of late, and we went to Taco Bell, you know, because there was the only thing that was open at like midnight, and friend in the back seat was slightly inebriated, and he kept trying to order a hot Carl. So I'm like...
Hardee's like, does have a big Carl.
A big Carl. So I'm sitting there trying to order, you know, for this carload of people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I have like a burrito supreme in case today? He's like, and a hot Carl.
Just, that's what it sounds like through the speakers, too. He's like, hot Carl.
And he was like right behind my seat. And he was like, and a hot Carl. Give me a hot Carl, Chance.
Oh, I got one. The Clovis taco stand.
Oh, The tie hole in the wall.
Oh my god. Let's see. We've got the Tennessee backstroke.
The Chattahoochee kicker.
Oh yeah, Chattahoochee kicker. Chattahoochee kickflip.
The Chattahoochee kickflip.
Chattanooga tuckback.
There's just a bunch of funny names in all the southern states already.
Yeah. Doesn't Alabama have a few like funny names?
Oh my god. Okay.
The Mobile Mudslide. Mobile, Alabama.
The Mobile Mudslide. Oh my god. That's so good.
Oh, you have to pull up that. The Dirty Sex Act.
Okay, let me see here. No! Okay, come on, Urban Dictionary. Quit failing me.
Eat them.
Really?
We probably should have wrote some of these down.
Yeah, we should have written some of these down.
Can we call the episode Mobile Mudslide?
The Mobile Mudslide.
Chattahoochee Tuck. What was it? Chattahoochee Kickback?
There's the Mississippi Birdbath. That's a real one.
What is that one? Phyllis? Well, okay. Hold on. Let me read them first before I say it out loud. These are about that voice. Do you know what the Houdini is?
And I don't know if I want to know.
That is the funniest shit.
Okay, wait.
maybe, I don't know if you want to openly Google that.
It's fine. Oh my god.
Okay, if you're not familiar with what a Houdini is, this is the funniest shit ever. As the person in the act is about to, in the dog-like style, they remove themselves, spit on your partner's back, fooling them into thinking that you have, insert clown horn. However, when the partner turns around, presumably and hopefully to tell you good job or not good enough, then you let loose.
Oh my god. Yeah, Mississippi bird bath. That's amazing.
Oh, even better. What if we took fantasy stuff?
Oh, like fantasy okay games. Like fantasy, okay.
Yeah. Gandalf's beard. Like that could be something, you know.
Flame of the West.
Yeah. Pippin's pie hole.
I'm just looking at the names. What is it?
Leningrad steamer.
Then this one.
It's almost like it's almost like Dungeons and Dragons spells. There's like Melf's acid arrow, Tinsor's floating disc, like spicy gringo. Hold on.
Okay.
And some of these are so ridiculous. I would hope no one's ever done this.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm not going to talk about that one. No, we're not going to talk about that one. This one's called the Spicy Gringo, but the context sentence for it is, Kyle has a sombrero and a fake mustache in his closet. If ever someone decides to meet the Spicy Gringo, you can look that one up on your own. Yeah. I like the sentences. Mike gave Alicia a Blumpkin plunger because of her inability to get them off.
Oh my god.
Bloody
no.
No, let's get out of that one. That's a huge like sentence. It's so much more than the actual. Let's see.
Nope. I already read it.
Nigerian hurricane.
Nope. Okay, nope.
Kentucky tractor pull. Oh no. What is that? Anal sack. Clenches their butt cheeks and runs. I openly invite any listeners. I'm sorry. You're just hearing us like kind of mumble through this.
You don't want to know.
Look up the Kentucky tractor puller. That That is, oh, that's good.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Well, we should probably call it.
Yeah, this has gone way off.
It has. I hope you've had fun. I hope you've missed us. We've missed you. We still have t-shirts. I think we have a few. We don't have a lot. We didn't start out with a lot to begin with. But
no.
We'll probably start putting them up online.
Yeah.
If you know anybody that wants one, just hit us up.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get the name out there. And Fringe Rudder. Thanks for listening. We hope you made it all the way to the end. We hope you didn't get disgusted or hate us or that you still continue to associate with us. You don't have to tell people. You know us. Give us a like. Check us out on Instagram. We're on there occasionally.
Yeah.
We should let you know we're on Spotify and a few other streaming services. I don't know what else. What's going on? Have a wonderful have a wonderful day.
Woo. Bye. See you next week or whenever. 2 weeks. Who knows? Sometime.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God. I got to set up the music. I forgot.
Oh, my God. Okay.